former owners and management of Techie Town, which is owned by Pepkor, formerly known as Steinhoff Africa Retail, launched an urgent interdict yesterday in the Western Cape High Court against Steinhoff International and its subsidiary Pepkor. The application sought to stop the respondents from dealing in Techie Town shares, the actual stores, and Techie Town business. The reason for this approach is that the former owners of Techie Town are hopeful that their legal action to be restituted as the rightful owners of Techie Town would ultimately succeed. So why take the latest action now? Well, to update us as on this story, as he always does, is Bernard Mostert. He's the former CEO of Techie Town. Thanks very much for joining us, Bernard. I tried my best to explain in the intro, of course, what the story is about, but perhaps you can just take us through what transpired in the court yesterday and what was ruled.
Nompo, good evening. We yesterday brought an application that will be heard on the 25th of April, which is really an interim step for us to protect our right to reclaim our business as Steinhoff continues to untangle. So what we are seeking is protection to ensure that that we lost through what the company has now admitted are fraudulent activities and very gross misrepresentations can actually be restored to us at the time when a court so rules.
Mm. We know that Steinhoff International has been on a major selling spree of late to raise funds to deal with its debt situation. Are you concerned that it may contemplate Techie Town being next on the list?
Very much so. And also, of course, Pepkor, because I think it's common cause that Pepkor is continually trying to distance themselves from Steinhoff, despite the fact that they are 71% owned by Steinhoff.
Mm.
And last year there were reports of an approach to Remgro to buy them or buy into them, etc. So for us it is a concern, and another exchange of the asset would cause a further frustration in our journey to get our business back. So this step is really just an interim step to make sure that the Steinhoff delay and the delays that continue to happen doesn't cause us to move further away from our goal to get our business back.
Yeah. Is it the PW's report that came out fingering Marcus Uster and some of his associates for having fudged Steinhoff figures as far back as 2009? Is it that report which has emboldened you guys even further in hoping that you will be restituted as the rightful owners of Techie Town because you were essentially sold a lie?
Absolutely. And you couldn't put it any better. And I think that you used the term fudged. That fudge was 106 billion rand worth of fudge. You know? So
it's a big fudge. Yeah. Okay, and the last time I spoke to you, you indicated that yourself and your colleagues that you go way back with in terms of having established the Techie Town business, etc., etc. You left Techie Town when Pepkor took over and it was an ugly mess, etc., etc. But the last time I spoke to you, you did indicate that you guys were going to be setting up your own thing that would also be selling techies and sportswear, etc., etc. Did that project succeed? Did it get off the ground?
Nompo, yes. It got off the ground despite very aggressive and sinister attempts by Pepkor to prevent us from doing so. But I'm very proud to say that we have 23 Mr. Techie stores today.
Oh.
We've opened that in the space of 3 months. And the business is trading very nicely despite the tough economy. You know, but we are managing it in a way that it is complementary to Techie Town, that when we get it back, we will have a bigger business to run. And we can see that customers respond very well to customer service and to the selection that we've put together in this new business of ours.
Mm, I hear a lot of confidence there. You said your hearing is happening on the 25th of April. But then how soon are you hoping that the business can be restituted to you, or is it a very complex issue?
You know, ultimately, a court will decide. It comes down to, you know, I mean, it's not a simple explanation, but I mean, we exchange our business in exchange for Steinhoff shares that were clearly not what they were purported to be.
Mm.
We got them in a restricted fashion because we were required to turn around a basket of speciality stores within Pepkor that had been loss-making for a large number of years, and they required us to address that business. So when we were forced out of Pepkor, and after we had lost the value that we had created in building our own business, it led us to the logical path, which is that we need to take the systems that are available to us, the court, to address this restitution, which we've done. And we are very confident, we're very confident that we will succeed, because it is very clear that Steinhoff was an elaborate fraud. And the company has acknowledged that. So that's not our statement. The company themselves have referred to unlawful activities and are pursuing people in this regard.
All right, Bernard. Well, we'll speak to you at the next juncture of your story, which continues to unfold. Thank you so much, sir, for your time, as always. That was Bernard Mostert. He's the former CEO of Techie Town.